Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Linear Crimes Unsolved Edition. So I'm Sarah and this is Paulina, and today our topic is the notorious case of the Black Dahlia.
Ooh. Okay, so first we're going to start off with how she was found. The Black Dahlia, if you don't know about her, it was the case of how a body was found near an empty lot of a house. Her body was severed at the waist. A smile was carved from her mouth upwards to her ears. She was positioned very specifically with her legs spread apart, arms up, and elbows bent. Her body was drained of blood. And here's a fun fact. It's not so fun, but you know. Her body was so pale from being drained from the blood that the people who found her initially thought she was a mannequin. Which is, a thing.
Because the murderer or whoever it was also cleaned her body.
Yeah.
From top to bottom.
So, like, she wasn't... There was no blood at the scene at all. Like, not a drop. Mm-hmm. So that proves that she was, you know, tortured and killed somewhere else.
Also, we're going to have two of our friends from the Linear Crime Solved edition. So, this is Perla.
Hi.
And Kate will be coming in and out, too. So, are we talking about...
Now we're going to talk about a few days after the crime, after her body was found, actually. A letter was sent to the police. It contained some of her belongings.
Like her social security and stuff like that, which is really hard to, like...
For a certificate.
Get, unless you personally knew her, right?
Yeah.
Also, we left out that when they found her body, they found... cotton and pube hair shoved up
her no-no area.
And after research was done, they found out that the cuts or the slits in her mouth that went up to her ears were like a smile were actually cut in her before she died. So she was alive while that whole thing happened.
And the autopsy showed that she, it was all done really cleanly and nicely. So the person had to have surgical experience.
Back. Yeah. Keep that in mind because.
Yeah. Suspects.
Because of the suspects, yes.
Okay. For the suspects. First off.
Well, the first suspect is Robert Red Manley, he was a salesman and a former Army musician. He had dated Short about a month before she died. They met outside a bus station, and for the next month, he would take her out on dates when he was in town in San Diego.
Okay, so... They have him linked to her, obviously, because they dated, but also 6 days before her body was discovered, she had been taken by him to the hotel at Pacific Beach before he dropped her off at... No, I'm wrong. He picked her up from Pacific Beach, yeah, and took her to the hotel in Los Angeles.
Because she had lost her home.
Recently. Yeah. About, like, 6:30 in the morning, January 9th. That was, like, the last place she was seen alive. Like I said, it was 6 days before her body was discovered. He willingly took 2 polygraph tests, though, and they showed that he was telling the truth. So, of being innocent, obviously. So, that's why he was scratched off the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next person would be...
Yeah.
Dr. George Hodel. So his son is a crime... Yeah, he's like a detective, basically. And actually, I read somewhere that at first he was trying to get his father's name off the slate. And the more research he did, the more he found out.
And the more he believed that his father did do it.
His father did, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Well, let's just say, okay, Steve Odell is the son. George Odell is the guy who he was believing.
Yeah, George Odell is his father.
Yeah. So, George was a wealthy doctor in Los Angeles. Surgical background, check.
Yes.
He wasn't proved to be working on surgical things at the moment, but he did go
to medical school, and that's what he wanted to actually be.
And that he had exceeded in his courses and so all that.
George Hodel was, he had a clinic, a venereal disease clinic in LA, which gave him the knowledge of the sexual lives of people ranging from local sex workers to the city's elite.
Yeah, so that gives him a little more leeway.
Yeah, to the darkness of Hollywood at that time.
So was she like a sex worker?
Apparently she was a...
There
or like
are
something
some claims.
Similar, but not like official?
Yeah, there are some claims
she may
that
have
she...
gotten around.
A porn, like she was a porn star, is what they think. Because she had to make money, because she was recently kicked out of her dad's house, or like
and
she
also,
left.
So she was an aspiring actress.
She was an and at that time,
oh,
a lot
like
of them...
Yeah.
So they think that the way that they met, if it was him, is through through his clinic, because he kept a lot of the clients like low key because they're all like artists who had just had
problems.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So that was odd. Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until after his death where his son Steve Odell, found two photos of a woman who he claimed to be Elizabeth Short, which is the victim,
the black
if we
doll,
haven't said. it was, okay.
Also, George Odell before was accused of raping his 14-year-old daughter.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
He was.
So he was already bad mentally.
Exactly.
Like he was a.
Yes.
How crappy of a father do you have to be for your own children to turn against you like that?
But then, he was let out because their neighbors was it. He got people to confess that it wasn't
his family.
His family members.
And they say that they think that the family members only agreed because he was the main moneymaker. Because he was a, like, a...
He was like the bank person.
He made a lot of money.
Because that happens a lot in, like, abusive relationships where, like, the girl relies on the guy, so, like, she can't leave him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he may have bribed them, especially if it was back then. It was the 40s, the 30s.
Yeah, you could really do anything you wanted back then.
Yeah, he could have.
Like, and a lot of the police were involved in.
And then, you could bribe them and stuff. It's not like so much like now.
He had something over the police because the police had a lot to do with the porn, what they have. They had sex rings or sex circles or.
Oh, so they, like, the police were involved into, like.
Well,
And
the police was really corrupt.
Exactly, because he knew about it because of the clinic. Because of all their diseases that they have.
Well, that's
like
just
that.
A theory. We can't really.
That is a theory, yeah.
We can't really.
Yeah. But allegedly, it is said that he.
Yeah,
because.
Crazy.
Well, it is true that they were involved. The police were involved in that stuff. But that, like.
It's also true that the police was really corrupt back then.
Mm-hmm.
The police
like,
system.
The people that are supposed to kind of help you out are kind of.
They've
messed up too.
They misuse the authority.
Yeah. Totally. So, okay, so 3 weeks later, or 3 weeks after Short was found, another murder happened. It was the murder of Jean French, right? And Steve claimed that his father was in charge of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it was really similar. Because French received blunt force trauma to the head, and her body was found really oddly, but like in the same pose as Elizabeth Short had, and her body bore the initials BD, possibly thought to be standing for Black Dahlia, and it was written in red lipstick.
Another thing is that George Hodel had a good friend named Man Ray. Now, Man Ray is an artist. He's a photographer, and I'm pretty sure he does some artwork forms, right?
Yeah.
He has one particular photo that stands out in which the woman is raising her arms above her head and another photo where the woman's legs are spread apart. This links back to the position that Black Dahlia was found in, and it was said that Man Ray and George Hodel were very, very close.
Yes.
And it was also,
So you were right. Man Ray was an artist. He was a surrealist artist. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't know, he could have used that. He could use an excuse.
Oh, yeah. He also told, kept on, would always tell his...
It's surrealism.
George Hodel would always tell his son that he's very, very inspired by Man Ray, and he aspires to be an artist, too. So maybe that was his own weird way of making art.
Artists get a lot of weird inspirations.
Yeah.
Weird places.
Yeah, you do.
Also, the daughter of George Hodel, his daughter, the one that he was supposedly raped, he also said that Man Ray, or she said that... That her dad said that Man Ray could also, like, do stuff with her, and, like, Man Ray was
basically, like, selling out his daughter.
Exactly. Man Ray is just, like,
well, let's go off by her name. Her name is Tamar.
Yeah, Tamar.
Yeah. And she recalled her father was hosting huge parties at their Hollywood home with guests including Man Ray, as well as other movie stars, but, like, Man Ray, which links back to him having connections with movie stars, and that's possibly how she could have found he could have found her. So she ran away from home after she claimed that she had posed for nude photos for him, for Man Ray.
Yeah.
When she was a child. So after she ran away from home, she told the police that George had tried to teach her about oral sex at the age of 11, and offered her to his friends at 14, like, selling her out for sex, and that he himself had molested her, which is, like, going more into detail about what we had talked about before. So, yeah, as we said, his family members said that he was lying.
Saved him. Yeah.
So they saved him.
Another fact about George Hodel. So after, so this is after they found Black Dahlia. He was a prime suspect. So the police planted bugs in his house, and they caught him saying, let me try to pull.
Bugs like little chips.
Like little chips that record what you say. Yeah, they found, oh my god, did I not put it?
That's
well,
fine.
It was along the lines of, oh, supposing I did kill the Black Dahlia. They couldn't prove it now. They can't talk to my secretary because she's dead.
Yeah, they did.
So they never really took that evidence and, like, made something of it. They were just like, oh, he said this.
So they never felt like reopening the case?
They haven't. I don't know why they don't.
About it, so I don't understand why they can't reopen the case.
And I don't know why they didn't look more into George Hodel, because as, like, the more they looked into it, the more things started
going together,
he has way more evidence than just that too.
Yeah,
all
there's
the
a lot more
people
than just that.
That are suspects were kind of related, like they knew her, right? Personally,
they had to. They had all of her social security. They had her passport,
her birth certificate. I'm pretty sure as well.
Statistics show that most of the time, like, women get raped or hurt or, like, killed, it's by someone they know, like a family member, or a relationship partner. So it's kind of scary to think, like.
Yeah.
Like, anyone around you that, like, you wouldn't expect would hurt you.
Yeah, and she was just, like, she was young, no?
Yeah, she was 22.
Young.
Yeah, she was, like, 22 when she got killed.
I don't know, everyone has the mentality, like, oh, like, if I'm just nice to people, no one's gonna hurt me. But,
exactly.
Like, I don't feel like she did anything wrong. Like, so wrong
unless,
that she, could,
unless,
she would
like,
get killed.
Unless, like, she did do something, or, like, unless, but,
like, how
unless,
bad
like,
can
like,
be
let's
at,
say, like, he was, like, still, like, wanting to,
yeah,
like,
like,
have her, like, have her offers,
thing.
You know? Because she was a porn star, so he was probably like, oh, like, still wanting to, like, get with her. And she was just like, no, like, I'm really not trying to.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
That's when
his
anger started building up, and he was like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you
he
know,
just
he was
lashed
like,
out.
Yeah, he lashed out, and he went to that hike.
Although, one of
maybe
the main reasons that he was let off was that also the letter that was sent, along with, like, the pictures of her birth certificate, social security, even an address book with missing pages, obviously, which, you know. There was a fingerprint on it, but it wasn't his. Well, it was proved to be that it wasn't his. Although, you know, he had money.
Yeah.
He could have bribed.
He could have bribed.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't anyone's. It didn't match up to anyone's
fingerprint.
So that means that person probably didn't commit any crimes. Because you have to, like for your fingerprint to be in the system, that means you already had to.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But he was.
He was already registered.
As a sex offender. No, he wasn't. He got
let off.
He got let off. Yeah.
Yeah, but even like they take you in as like a sex offender, or anything, they have to ask for your fingerprints. That's how his fingerprints were already.
Well, maybe he asked one of his many friends. Like he could have asked Man Ray. They're really close. Like weirdly close.
How close?
And he also George Hodel, which is the son. Steve Hodel, which is the son, also said that he remembers his father ordering, what was it, 9 bags of cement? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
And then near where the body was found, there was the bags.
Like, they were oddly similar.
How much proof do you need for you to, like, incriminate someone?
Mm-hmm. But then again,
Corruption.
They could have accepted his money.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you think about it. It's like, if this random guy is like, hey, cover for me, I'll give you this much. Like, even, like, 32K, like, what if he just offered, like, yeah, they would have been like, oh, shoot, like, let me get my bag.
Especially back then, due to inflation, is probably way more than...
And a lot of people liked him. He was like,
It's similar to, like, drug lords and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, they get away with stuff by paying stuff. Like, you know, like, they, like, mm-hmm. like they just pay the police and they're like, hey, cover for me. Off. Or, like, they get police, like, high-end, like, military leaders and stuff, and they pay them and they're like, hey, I'm gonna be dealing over here, you take your men over there so they won't cash them.
Well, here's the thing, this may be a stretch and this may sound unprofessional and, like, you know, linking it to it, but let's take Orange is the New Black, for example.
Oh my god.
the correctional officers, good job, the correctional officers there, they would be bribed by, let's say, like, drugs that somehow an inmate had to let them off the hook for something.
Yeah.
I know that it's just a TV show, but that they portray kind of what, like, is real really corrupting the system.
You get inspiration from real life things. Like, no one can just imagine something that is impossible.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like
J.K. Rowling.
If you think about it nowadays, money controls everything. Like, genuinely, money just controls everything for you. Like,
what was it? Wasn't there, like, a president that did a cheating scandal?
He moved money. Like, money literally controls people.
Yeah, we put, like, so much emphasis on, like, literally what is just paper.
It's literally just a piece of paper, and people are going off about it.
Money is power.
Which is stupid,
because, like, from a third person's perspective, if you're not, like, human, let's just say you're an alien, mm-hmm. we look so stupid,
we
like, fighting over just bags of, like, money.
And, like, it's they're probably, like, that's
over
just literally just
time,
paper.
It isn't even a lot of, like, cotton and paper. Over half the time, it's just a check.
Yeah, it's
one slip of actual paper.
And then just with, like, some writing stating that you'll get this much.
Yeah.
And really that's all it is. It's really not that.
Yeah.
And it's like people just get driven by it.
I can see how. Yeah, I don't know.
I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, like I can see how, because money, the more money you have, the more like ownership
audience,
you have over stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know.
I guess
can you kill a person? Like, how can you take a life?
I feel like just them themselves, it's like they're just self-absorbed.
Yeah. But also remember how they were found. It was gruesome. They tortured her. Remember, it was proven that the slits were done before she was dead.
Yeah.
And going back to her, no square. Back to that, it was proven that candles had been shoved.
So they took time to do this.
They thought this whole thing out.
Yeah. They really did.
And it's even possible that it was, like, even thought out before they, like, you know, like I said, like, there's a possibility she was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And they were just like, you know what, like, let's do this all. Like, you know, just the anger, I guess, that they build up because she just didn't want to keep doing services anymore. They were probably just planning each thing out that they were going to do to her in order to make her feel, I guess, like, gross. Because, like, if you put, it's literally, you can see, like, anyone outside, and it's like, you don't know everyone really is. Like, you could literally walk out right now and be like, you don't know if that person's, like, gonna kill someone later that day, you know?
Yeah.
They say you walk past, like, 2 crazy people, like, 2 murders per day or something like that.
Yeah.
Because the homicide rate is so high here.
Wow. Come on. Yeah, well, they obviously took a lot of time, and I really think it was George Hodel, because... And I think Man Ray had something to do with it. Because
obvious.
Because,
well, I mean, like,
yeah.
Search up his artwork. Let's see
it
what.
Probably, yes, that picture. There's one Man, picture right. where she is literally formed exactly like the Black Dahlia. Look up which picture it is.
The Surrealist. Specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
did
butt.
We do him for photography?
Butt. Yes, we did do him for photography.
We did.
And do him for the person photography. That we just did now for photography.
I thought the school blocked these kind of stuff.
She.
I mean, it's art, so.
Google.
I don't know.
But they block YouTube. Okay. So
that's a lot. Look.
But
Wow. He's so mature. But what's it called?
It's the one where her arms.
Is it this one up here where it's like? No.
Mm. That one, I
that
think.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Emanuel Radnitsky.
He made it in 1933.
Yeah, they have it at the MoMA. But, yeah, it's kind of, that's kind
of
scary.
And a lot of his photographs are, like, a
of
woman,
naked woman.
Naked woman.
Which,
very
by the way, some of those.
Yeah.
MoMA right there. But a lot of, like,
by the
sexual
way,
references.
All of, a lot of these pictures were of George Hodel's daughter.
Ah, no. Are you serious?
And her friend, one of her best friends. They made,
they made
I found an article. Yeah, I found an article, and there, and the best friend was like, I feel so uncomfortable doing this, but, oh my God, go up.
Yeah, I've been, like, I was looking at that, like, wow. Okay.
That's funny.
I mean, look at that one.
So, are we,
but how cocky do you have to be to, like, blatantly show everyone, yeah. like, oh, hey, I like this, like, I like like the Black Dahlia case.
I mean, like, I guess just back then it was really just like
yep.
he's an artist.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
yeah.
a look at this one. This one is like,
yeah, no,
definitely
no.
like.
It's definitely how the way they found
definitely.
Her. Definitely. I guess it's just like, it was like, he was an ongoing
photographer,
like,
exactly.
growing up. I mean, that's
and,
a
like,
fine,
everything,
dark,
everything
yeah,
he would put out, they'd be like, oh, it's such art. Like,
yeah. yeah.
You know, they really didn't almost think much of it, of him being like, oh, he's probably, like, you know, the best friend serial killer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's his vision. Come
yeah.
on.
And George Hodel always said
like
he was inspired. He always said he wanted to do art, and I guess maybe this was his form, way of art, because he was a...
He carved a smile.
He carved a smile. And he was he did work with like medical stuff, so maybe that was his version of art because he already has his background experience and like
version of art.
And yeah. the surgical background, yeah. So,
oh, that's so annoying.
That's good. Yeah,
so this is part one of one.
That was the Black Dahlia case, guys. Make sure to go check out. Linear.
Solved edition.
No.
They're gonna.
Yeah.
Solved. Yeah.
What is it called?
Linear crimes.
Solved.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be doing the.
BTK murders.
The BTK murders. Super interesting. Also, yeah. if you wanna know more about the Black Dahlia.
Make sure to do
hit me up.
Follow our Instagram. PLNCRT. Oh my gosh.
I actually said
exactly.
it. Just do that, and then we'll make more. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Totally.